Well, gentlemen, as I told you, I got a few days off work. Was a bit unfortunate for you, because I'm going to make some really shitty videos. And here comes another one. In a few of my videos, I've mentioned where Femons get into something in greater numbers, and they kind of change it into something it never was, into theirs, because it's all about them. There's nobody else on the planet but them, you see. And thank God they haven't got into fishing in greater numbers, though I've noticed. That's still okay, especially ice fishing. They don't like that. It's too cold. And that's a bit of luck for us. But let's talk about one area they have got into and what the changes have been. Now, we all know the saying that dog is man's best friend. And he is. Sorry. And it is. You know, non-gender sort of thing. Hey, even though I'm an old guy, how modern am I, eh? Because in case Femons tell you different, man is the one that brought him in from the wild. Because it was advantageous for the both. Why men brought a Femon in from the wild, I have no idea. Hardly advantageous to us. But if you use your imagination, you will realise that the man that brought the first dog back, can you imagine if he had a Femon?
You're not bringing that in here, you gotta tie it outside. Animal, it's an animal.
And I'm sure that's exactly how it would have gone, too. But most of those dogs were hunting dogs. They were usually rather big dogs. And that went on for a very long time. Dogs were tied outside, at the bottom of the garden, or whatever. Then all of a sudden, the Femons wanted to have a dog. And they got into the dog wanting in greater numbers. Probably because she's had all her children and they left the nest and she wanted something like that. And she wanted something to replace them. You know the deal, don't you guys? And did it have an effect on the type of dogs that are around now? Oh yes. We see dogs now that are very small, yappy. We call them handbag dogs, don't we? And the Femons treat them like children, not like dogs or animals. Don't even know what hunting is. And if they did, they'd be useless at it anyway. And we see dogs who have their hairs done and their little brets in their hair or something like that. In other words, the Femons have changed the dog breed into a woke breed. Because never forget, the wokeness comes from Femons. And a lot of these dogs I see out there, I feel very sorry for them. And a lot of these dogs that the Femons have been genetically engineered just specifically for them. And a lot of them don't live very long and suffer through their lives just to appease the Femon. Man was hunting with dogs for hundreds of years, and it never really changed until Femons wanted dogs as pets and destroyed dogs as we know them. And this scenario repeats itself very often when Femons get into something in greater numbers. They always seem to twist it into their vehicle, about them, and destroy whatever it was in the process. You guys out there must have noticed it yourselves, so have you got any other ideas that Femons have got into in greater numbers and completely destroyed what it was? And the funny thing is, I'm looking out my window, I can see a Femon walking with five, looks like yappy little dogs. Five. Boy, that must be a chaotic in the house. But that's just the thing. That's the what they like. God, I hate those type of dogs. They're loud, obnoxious, spoilt, with no discipline or accountability. Hey, just like the Femons then.